Okay, good morning and welcome to Morning English. I'm Jenny.
大家好，我是早安英文的卡拉，欢迎收听我们今天的节目。Jenny, you seem to be very happy today.
Oh, yeah, I'm super happy today. My student just canceled tomorrow's class, which means I could have the day off. So I'm on cloud nine right now.
Okay, I see. I know you've been super busy recently.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy, but...yeah, I'll be happy to be off tomorrow because the sun is shining.
好羡慕 Jenny 明天可以放假啊。大家刚刚有没有听到 Jenny 有讲一个短语叫做 on cloud nine? 其实这个短语呢我们之前已经讲过了，就是形容非常开心，非常激动，乐得轻飘飘的，就像在云上面一样。
Right, so today we're going to talk about idioms like this. I mean...idioms relating to numbers.
如果你想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
So, the first one we have is a two-time or a two-timer.
这是一个让人非常容易误会的短语啊，因为你第一反应就觉得是两次，但两次不是 twice 吗？而且 time 应该要加个 s 吧，对不对？那大家来听一下例句啊，猜一下它到底是什么意思。
Okay, so for example, we can say she was two-timing on me, so we broke up.
那我们其实可以听出来 two-time 是一个动词，其实就是因为她脚踏两条船，也就是 cheated on me, dating another boy at the same time, 所以我们分手了。
Yeah, so because she has two boyfriends, which say she is a two-timer, or she is two-timing someone.
所以就是说我们也可以在词尾加一个 R, 也就是 two-timer, 就是指脚踏两条船的人。所以以后呢，这个短语就不能随意再用了啊，否则误会就大了。
So the next one is mostly used by guys.And they will refer to a girl as being a number, like this. So she is a 10, or she is about an 8. Maybe you've heard this on American TV shows. Yeah.
对 ,10 呢、比如这个数字啊，在这种情况下它指的是十分满分，形容男生女生的时候都可以这么用了，比如说你也可以讲 He is a 10, she is a 10, 就是如果十分制的话，我给这个女孩打个十分，就我觉得她非常的有魅力，非常的 perfect, 完美。所以这个时候我们就可以举一反三了，你除了可以讲她十分，你也可以讲He says you're a 2.
Then I guess he thinks you're pretty ugly.
Oh, 对 that hurts.
Don't worry, I think you're a 10.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next one we have is that she's dressed to the nines. And this means that you're all dressed up, ready to go out.
这个短语呢有两个细节要提醒大家一下。首先这个 dress.它是一个过去分词的形式，这个 ed 别落掉了。再一个呢 ，nine 它加了 s， 所以它是 dressed up to the nines。
So we use this when you get all dressed up for a party or an important event。
因为九呢，它在这里它其实指的是最高等级，九是个位数字当中最大的那一个嘛，所以这个短语它其实就是精致打扮或者盛装出席。
Yeah, so for example, we can say, my mother is going to a wedding today, so she got dressed to the nines.
It actually reminds me of a very famous song, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Do you know that song?
Are you going to sing it to me?
No.
Why not?
I'm going to read the lyrics for you.
Okay.
这首歌叫做《阿根廷别为我哭泣》啊，里面就有这么一句歌词叫做 All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines. 就是即使我盛装打扮无可挑剔，但是你总是认定我还是你曾经认识的那个小女孩。
Great. And that reminds me of another number idiom that we have.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, do you remember the line that follows the one you just said?
Oh, 所以说多听英文歌还是有好处的啊。紧接着下一句又是一个俚语，叫做 at sixes and sevens with you, right?
Yeah. So the phrase at sixes and sevens literally means confused and like disoriented.
嗯，它这个短语的意思呢，就是说，因为我们中文里面会讲七上八下，但是英文里面它讲的是六上七下啊，所以这个短语它其实就是七上八下、乱七八糟、杂乱无章的意思。
So we can say, I'm all sixes and sevens. I don't know what to do.
嗯，就是我心里面啊七上八下的，我都不知道如何是好了。那刚刚开玩笑呢，讲到这个说中文七上八下对应英文六上七下啊，其实还有一个，我们中文里面会讲万里挑一，但是英文里面呢讲百万里挑一。
So alright, the one in a million. This one, it means you're really special and you are one in a million. And it's so hard to find somebody else like you in this world.
Wow, so are you one in a million, Jenny?
No. I'm just a normal person.
But I think you are one in a million, as to your boyfriend.
Maybe.
就是你可以对你喜欢的人，对你爱的人讲 I just want you to know that you are one in a million.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, sweet sounding.
对，就听起来是非常美的情话啊。
Next one, I like this one.So the next one we have is the third degree.
为什么会喜欢这个？那它这个通常的搭配呢，就是 give somebody the third degree. 它表示质问或者盘问、拷问某人。
So I would guess most of our listeners have had the third degree from their mothers at some point.
Yeah.
So we could say, my mother gave me the third degree when I got home late last night.
嗯。或者呢，男孩子们，你们可能可以用得上啊。你可以说 ，My girlfriend gave me the third degree after she checked up on my Instagram following list and found a girl she didn't know.
So basically, third degree is to ask somebody many, many questions about what they've been doing or.Who the girl is on Instagram.
对对对就是如果说你的女朋友、检查这个你的、Instagram 的这个怎么说呢关注列表然后发现了一个她不认识的非常漂亮的女孩子那么她可能就会对你盘问啊拷问啊就这个意思 OK 今天的最后一个呢这个也是我从歌里面学来的啊叫做 Six Feet Under 那水果姐呢有一首歌叫做 Firework 这里面有句歌词叫做 Do you ever feelAlready buried deep, 6 feet under screams, but no one seems to hear a thing. Can you tell it's a lyric
from another song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 它的中文意思呢，就是说你可曾感到自己被深埋地下，然后在地狱中嘶声呐喊，却没有人能听到你的声音。
Okay, so to be 6 feet under means you're dead and buried, as in your body is 6 feet under the ground.
所以其实就是因为在、English speaking countries, 6 feet is the traditional depth of a grave. 就逝去的人呢通常会被埋在地下6英尺的深度所以呢6英尺之下就成了死亡啊埋葬啊入土的代称它就表示 dead and buried.
So for example, we could use this like Fred died and it's 6 feet under or...They put him 6 feet under 2 days after he died.
但其实也不是说、只有在这么沉重的情况下你才能用它。你也可以在比如说恐吓人的时候用到它。打个比方啊，有的时候你恐吓别人说 You'll be 6 feet under when mom finds out that you didn't come home last night. 这个时候呢就相当于 You'll be dead.
Yeah.
对对对，如果妈妈发现你昨晚没回家的话。
Maybe after she's given you the third degree, though.
对对对对，先审问你一番，然后呢，对，你就死定了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情啦。好啦，那今天这期节目呢，就和大家聊到这里了。那我是卡拉
，and I'm Jenny.
我们下期再见吧，拜拜，
拜拜。